Page Ayin Hey, Nachshar Zavreichem. We last learned that remarkable piece of the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Mishpatim, about how the Torah reveals herself progressively, her secrets, to those who love the Torah and who are seeking her out. And the Rebbe now talks about, he goes into the whole subject full force of Harchavas HaMachshava, of how in our learning, we're to become those kind of people who are lovingly seeking out the depths of Torah, and how our entire Avodas Hashem is affected by that. So on the bottom of page Ayin Hey, Vayin B'Mikdash Melech Shom Meharizel Shatayv Lulmoid Agada B'Cholayla Shatayv Lulmoid Agada B'Cholayla. But the Mikdash Melech says that, which is one of the most important Kabbalah Sfarim and commentaries on Zohar Kodesh, where he writes that the Ari says that it's very, very good to learn Agada B'Cholayla, to learn parts of the Gemara of Chazal that are not Davke Halacha, but Agada, Shirayv Rosei HaTorah Remuzim Ba'Agada, because the majority of the secrets of Torah are hinted at, are being revealed in the Agadatas. U'Mevi B'Shem Hoy Yisrael Shabishvil Kach, page Ayin Vav, Shabishvil Kach, Shibach Hazoyer Agada Yoyse Mehadrash. Therefore you find that the Zohar is particularly fond of Agada, more than darshaning the Psukim. The Zohar goes into Agadata. Ubigeres HaKadosh, Ubigeres HaKadosh Meharav Zatzal, from the Balatanya, Perich of Gimel, Isa, Usnu Kavod LaShem Elokeichem, Veterem Yachshich, says, give honor and glory to Hashem before the darkness sets in. Tahainu. So the Tani explains, what does it mean before the darkness sets in? The simple pshat, the term yachshuch, means that before a person's life comes to an end. But the Tani says, this is also hinting to something else. The term yachshuch. How do we give glory and honor to Hashem before it gets dark? Tahainu ben minch lamarv. At that time, between minch lamarv, kol yimay sachol, lil moid ba'asar, pnim yisatayr, shi ha'god, shi b'seif ha'en yakif. To try to learn during that time, b'terem yachashich, and he was sending letters. These igros were letters, were instructions to the Hasidim. That's how they were written. They were circulated among the Hasidim. And the Rebbe wanted that the Hasidim should, between Mincha Marv, during Yom Ha'Chol, that it should be designated, not as the only time, but as a good time to learn with an inyan, Pnimiyas HaTorah, the inner light of Torah, she had God, the Shabbosefer Ein Yaakov, like many, many, many tens and hundreds of thousands of Jews in the old days would learn Ein Yaakov. There's still some that do now. Ein Yaakov, which means the collection of the Agadatas of all of Shas are contained in the Ein Yaakov. Shiroiv Seydes HaTorah Gnuzimba, because most of the secrets of the Torah are contained within the Ein Yaakov, within the Agadatas of Shas. Umachaperes Avanais of Shaladim, and it brings to a kapara for man's sins. Kamavur b'kisvei Ha'ari, as it says in the Kisvei Ha'ari. And gam b'sifrei HaKadosh shel Chassidus tarba la'ayin. And the Rebbe instructs us also to try to learn the Chassidus Svarim halat. Aval zehu ha'ikar. But the Rebbe says it's not just a matter of trying to learn the Chassidus Svarim. He writes, the main thing is, he says, not only at the specific time that you're learning the Sefer, this is the main point the Rebbe is making, is that it's not enough to become a great person, it's not enough to learn that piece in the Chassidus Sefer and concentrate on it while you're in it, while you're learning it. But he says, Tarba Lachsha Ben Yanim Shereisha, to try as much as possible to think about, to go over in your mind, and to expand upon those Torahs that you learned, or to pick one Torah, to look at that you saw one Torah from that parasha, whatever it is, from the Kedushas Levi, Naim El Melech Hashem Yishmu, whatever the sefer is that you're learning. And most of the time we learn a Torah, and while we're learning it, we're very nispoil, we're very excited about it, and then we go out into the world, right? So we do whatever we have to do. The Rebbe says, no, the ikir is that, he says, to think a lot about what you saw there. To use the mind. That's what we've been talking about this last entire section of the sefer. He says it's not only for the purpose that you'll be to try to be able to think about, so that you'll be able to keep what you to be able to observe that which you were learning about in the sefer. Not only that, that's good. But rag gan kidei lekadish ulechazik es machshavtecha. But also for the purpose of strengthening and sanctifying your thoughts, that you become a person that when you're walking in the street or when you're going someplace, that your mind is able to be occupied with thoughts of holiness. Kidei lekadish lechazik es machshavtecha. Krabi kashnucha zakama shleites bayish ma'atzmacha. We already spoke, I already asked you this, he said a number of times, that you shouldn't cause yourself shame. Ha'im lo toy v'yofel cha b'olam hazeh lo olam haba. Isn't it better for you in this world, and won't it be better for you in the next world? Shebamokam shemach shavesecha shayt feis. Kehefke b'mach shavesecha. Or Shebim Kaim should be, that instead of your mind being filled kehefka, like it's a wasteland, that your brain is just open to anything. Machshava Shainas, with all different kinds of thoughts. If the mind doesn't stay empty, a person walks around or is going someplace, so he's thinking about it. He could be thinking about work, he could be thinking about things that are not good, whatever it might be. But there are machshavas, the mind is occupied. Could you imagine the Rebbe saying how different life would be if each and every one of us, every day, or for those few days, we would have a certain Torah, and that Torah, we would learn it over a number of times. If you see this Shabbos, the Sefer Beis Aaron from the Stolen, I don't know if you have it. All the Svarim HaKadosh, I'm just saying that that's what I'm living with this whole week, the base iron is... And a person takes this Torah for that day, for that week, and he goes over it a few times, and then when he's driving, when he's walking, it's not just that it's a nice thing to listen to a tape of Torah, to listen to a shiur, that's for sure a good thing. It's a good thing. But there's a mile here, that it's something that you're working out in your mind and you're thinking about it and you're kind to it. That even the time that a person spends waiting, standing there waiting for a train, to stand over there and to wait for the train or to have to walk a few blocks to go to the office that a person could automatically switch into that Torah, that Torah from the Kedushas Levi. Nowadays you have a person has photo stats, so if you could certainly, even if it's not so poshut, always to remember it, so you take it out and you chaz it over a little bit. But the ikkar is that this is something which purifies the mind. It's not just a question of knowing that piece of Kedushas Levi, but it's you live with that and it purifies your mind. And it's mechazik the machshava. It's the main thing. To learn something, our learning is very, very fast and superficial. But to learn it and to chaz it over and to go over and over and to know it and to think about it. So this is instead of the thoughts that are constantly rushing through the mind, where the mind is like Hefke. Instead of the mind being Hefke, a person is thinking about these words of holiness, Divrei Kodesh Eilu. Vim bidvar seichel iyun va'amkus ha'gemor v'taisvis kosh lo chalokoi v'smachshavtech lachshaban v'shos ha'tmiyiz. He says, for many people, it's difficult during their free moments, it's difficult to be focused on remembering the depths of the Gemara that they learned that day, or Taisvis, or something in learning, in Nigla. It's difficult. Some people can do that. That's very wonderful. That's very holy. The person's able to do that. But for most people, it's not simple, because it requires an entire mahalach, the Gemara, and that sugi requires an entire mahalach that takes some time to go over. It's not like taking out a little part of something. But the Rebbe says, so that's hard. But the divrei agoda, however, when it comes to the non-halacha portions of Shas, divrei agoda, things that a person learned, like in the Ein Yaakov or in the Medrash, the Medrash Rabba, the Medrash Tanchuma, that a person learned, the divrei agoda hamashechis es libo shel adam, which naturally draws the heart, which pulls at the heart. Chaim divrei chasidus, and the chasidus is far. Why shouldn't you think about these things? Hein b'shos u'bereva ha'shos ha'pnuyas, when a person has an hour or even a quarter of an hour that's free. Hein b'shos ha'tohelet b'chutz, or when you're walking outside. Ve'im itchila gam zayis yakshalach, in the beginning he says this might be very hard for you to do this, to be focused on a Torah, and to be going someplace or doing something. But he says, "Halai say that shakal yoyseli yos shachatz kal vehevke chasa shalom." He said, "Certainly it's hard, and of course you know that it's a lot easier to walk around this world in that state of emptiness and hefkeris chasa shalom. Meshali yos mukbarak b'derech hatayv. It's much easier." Hefkeris is not a chokhmah. That it should be that a person's thoughts should just that whatever happens to pop into your brain, or you happen to see, and whatever comes into your head, it's a lot easier. Of course, it's a lot easier. As opposed to being mugbal rak b'derech hatayif, as opposed to forcing yourself to focus on something which is good. Derech hatayif, hatayif v'chasidus. However, if you accustom yourself to this, if you get used to this, particularly according to the ways that I'm going to show you, of how, which is what the Rebbe is going to be talking about a lot, of how to do this, and you get used to this way of thinking, then after after becoming used to this over some time, you won't be able to walk around without a thought of holiness. After you do this for a while and you get used to it, naturally when you're not focusing on something, when you're not learning, or you're not doing something, naturally your mind will refer to these thoughts of holiness. And if it happens at one time that you went on the street and you were not focusing and thinking about something of holiness while you were walking, you're going to feel that as if you've sinned. It's going to become so much a part of you. If you practice this and you work on this, it's going to become so much a part of you that to be without it, you'll feel like you're doing something that's terrible. It's as if you were not showing up for your charusa. You'll feel as if you didn't show up to the appointed time to learn. What do you mean? This is not a time of learning. It's a time of going on the train or walking in the street or sitting around. Stam. So why is it that I missed my time of learning? Well, the people that don't feel so bad if they miss the chavrusi, the kviyas. But most people do feel bad if they miss a kviyas they were supposed to have. So the Rebbe says that if a person works on this, meaning if a person exercises in this way, that to strengthen his mind, to review and to go over in Yonim of Kedusha, when he's sitting around or standing around, even if you think you go Mitzvah Shem to a Simcha, by a chasana, right, there's a lot of time people's talk with a friend or something, but when you're sitting by the chuppah, the modern chuppahs could take 45 minutes until the march of the living, until everybody makes it down there. I'm surprised anybody still sits in the audience. Everybody should just get up and walk there, and then everybody positioning under the chuppah, all the girls and the guys and everything. But there's so much time there. You're sitting by the chuppah. It could be a half hour, 45 minutes, and then stop, waiting and sitting by a table. And a person that, and it's not always such a nice thing to see, some people come. I don't think it's such a good thing to sit with at the chuppah, it's okay until things start, to sit with a sefer, to sit with something. But it doesn't always look so nice if you're sitting at a table and you start taking out a sefer or something. People might look like you're not part of the simcha. But certainly what's in your mind, that if you have something in, that there's a Torah that you can go over and to think about it, it becomes very much a part of yourself. And then you'll begin to feel that if you just sit around without thinking about these things, that you missed your chavrusa, and it's a wonderful chavrusa with the Torah that's inside of you, it's a chavrusa with the kedusha slavery, it's a chavrusa with a Rambam, it's chavrusa with a piece of Gemara, it's with that Tana, with that Amayra, whatever. But it's something which you feel becomes very much a part of you. But this is in the beginning very hard. And the Rebbe is going to talk this more about how to get used to this and how to do this, and how to think, and how we already spoke about this in the Chavrusa Talmidim and the Maimer, learning Chassidus Sefer, but how to expand one's way of looking at a Chassidus Sefer and how to think about, or even if you heard a tape, a Shia and something. And maybe for many people, maybe that's easier than to go over it in your mind, to chazad over it, to think about it. But if you do stop for a moment and think, you'll realize that oftentimes we hear a nice shiur or we learn something, and then that's it. And that's it. People are just sitting there writing it up, but then what do they do with that paper? So if they chazad over and they think about it, that's gewaldig. If somebody hears a tape of a shiur and they go over it a lot and they... in their mind, they think about it. That's what the Rebbe's talking about. That's good. So it's not only if you learned it inside, but if you heard a shiur, but you think about it a lot, that's wonderful. Who trained Dagin? Yesh non bischaskus machshavus v'dimyon ha'ish. There are two madregus. There are two levels in how to be mechazik, and this is chaskus in strengthening the way that a person thinks and the way that a person uses his power of imagination, of thinking deeply into something and imagining. One is when you hear something, you heard some Torah, or you saw something, let's say in a sefer, so you think about it, you try to concentrate on it very, very much, the Yitzayelo, and you imagine it in your mind, you think about it, you review it in your mind, without adding anything of your own. Just that Torah that was said on the tape, or in the Shia where you went to, or that you saw in the Sefer, just to go over that, and to try to remember it, and try to hold on to it, but you're not adding anything of your own.
Memorize, right?
To commit to memory, yes. But to think about it, but to commit it to memory. Vayisa nikra bezeh machshava pshuta. That's called machshava pshuta, a simple thought. Even though the subject might be a complicated subject, but your way of dealing with it is to simply commit it to thought and to memory and to mold over in your mind. just to remember it, that's called machshava pshuta. So that's one type of his chazkus machshava. Vashen is the second type. Sheyosif v'yichadish ba mishaloi. The second type is to add something and to be mechadish mishaloi of your own. This is something which is always so exciting. And I see that there are, and you see this, that there are certain people that have such an atiyah. And it's not necessarily a measure of who's brighter, who's more, who's sharper, who's less sharp. That's not really what it is. But there are certain people that I know that oftentimes they don't want to share it with me, but they're not sharing it with me. They're sharing it with a family, or they're sharing it with a chaver, that after they'll hear a shiur, they'll learn something the person will come over and say, oh, and they'll say, but and Rebbe, with this now I can understand, and now I understand this, and I understand this, and now I can understand that. And as they use that machshava, you learn with that, they learn the Torah, and you see that the person is thinking about that Torah, and is running it through the mind, and trying now to use this Torah to understand other things in that he's been learning. There are people that they do that keseda. That there are others that they hear the Torah, they hear the Shia, they appreciate it, they try to understand it, and it's good. There are others that try to take it and to run with it. And to take that Torah and to be able to apply it and to use it and to branch out from there. That's a gewaldige thing. That means that person is already very much in that parasha of his pashtus ha-machshava, which the Rebbe calls v'ayisa b'shem machshava mechadashis. Machshava mechadashis, a thought that is mechadis something, that reveals something new. There are people that are naturally inclined to that. Not just to read something or to hear something and to be passive, but to take that machshava that they heard or that they learned and to use it to go out further and deeper and deeper. It's a gewaldige thing. There's some that naturally have that, but the Rebbe says even if you're not naturally that type of a person, but you can develop that skill. You can develop that. If you have a rutzen to strengthen your machshava, and in doing so to lift yourself up as a Jew, you have the ability to learn how to engage in these machshavas, in this type of machshava, that's machshava mechadashes, nikra. The Gambazu trained Dagen. And even in the Machshava Mechadeshes, there are two levels. Yeishna Machshava Mechadeshes Rak Bezoshin Itan Loi. There is one level where the person's Machshava Mechadeshes is in this material that was given to him. In other words, he saw a piece from the Nar Melimelech or from the Kedushas Levi. And he takes that and he tries to expand upon that. That's, in other words, in his mind, he's machiv and mafashet, and that. In other words, he tries to go more and more into that Torah that he learned on a deeper and deeper level. Where the person goes out from that and uses that Torah as a base out of which he works to conquer new territory. Obviously, one begins on the simple level to work on machshava pshuta, on trying to stay focused on that Torah that you learned, on that thing that was something you found beautiful or inspirational. And many times, by the way, you'll see that because we just have to learn how to learn. It's like that in Nigla, in Gemara, in Shas and Poskim, and it's like that in the Sfar Makadosh. And sometimes you could see a Vart, you could see something in a Sefer, and when you look at it and you just see it quickly, and you go on, okay, it was nice. But if you think about it, so then, and you go into it a lot, and you chaz it over, then it's something which is absolutely magnificent. When I was a chasan the other night, So there was a wonderful Yid there that I haven't seen in a while, and he came over to me. He said to me, I heard from a tzaddik. He heard from a Schwab Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, a vart, and he wanted to share with me. I said, what's the vart? So he said, Paseach es yedecho masbir lechol chai rotzen. We say it every day a few times. Hashem paseach es yedecho. Hashem opens his hands masbir lechol chai rotzen, and he fills lechol chai, everything that's alive. He fills it with rotzen. With rotzen lechol chai, he gives everything. What does that mean? So the simple pshat that the world and everything that's in the world has this natural will. Rotzen has a desire, it has a will. So he said that Rav Schwab said that Rotzen, because I'm just thinking about this the last few days, he says that Rotzen is also a lotion of Ritsui. And Ritsui means, what does it mean, Ritsui? It means to be satisfied, but it's more than being satisfied. Ritsui means that when somebody's happy with somebody else, when somebody has made up with somebody else, Ritsui, like the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol's Meratzeh, in other words, it brings, Ratzon means when there's a feeling of acceptance. So he says, Mazbil Echol Chayotzen. So Rav Schwab said, this is what you told me, that Rav Schwab said that the most wonderful thing that a person can feel, and Hashem gives us the opportunity to feel, is to feel satisfied with ourselves, satisfied meaning not complacent, but to feel grateful for our friends, for our own lives, for the things that we have. Masbila chol chai rotzen, ritsui. So it's a word, it's one word, it's one, a sentence that he said over. But you know, when you think about it, and you try to live with it, and think about it, and walk around, it's something which is tremendous ischazkus for a person. To thank Hashem as Baruch Masbil Echol Chai Ratzon, that you gave me the ability to feel pleased with what I have in my life, and to feel a sense of pleasantness and a sense of enjoyment and so on. That's it. It's a machshava, and if a person begins with a machshava pshuta, but then you realize when you think about it that it's not so simple, it's not so pashut, and then if you build upon that, and then you could begin to think of other places where you saw in davening or in learning Rotzen, and you can say, wait, what Schwab is saying is that wherever we see in davening or in learning the Rotzen, so it's hinting to Ritzui, to being happy and satisfied with what, and then a person can begin to think about many, many other things, about how there's so many things in our davening, in our learning, that are filled with that light of what the tzaddik was teaching. And it gives a person tremendous ischazkus. And not only that, but the Rebbe's talking about here, the mind begins to be comfortable in the domain of holiness. Where all of us grew up, you know, without that way of thinking. It wasn't something which, you know, we tried to live the right way and to do the right things. But as far as machshavas are concerned, that's pretty much open game, open territory, thoughts. You know. And many times when a person wonders what's wrong with me, that I have that it's not just that the mind is empty or thinking about narishkeit, but God forbid thinking about things that are not supposed to be thought about. A person's mind. A person's mind, God forbid, refers to things that are not holy, that are anti-holy. So there's a feeling of helplessness. What could I do? And the mela, if a person has a bad machshava, so then the bad machshava leads to, God forbid, to things that are not good. So what's the eitzah? So people are always trying to figure out eitzahs. How do I stop thinking about bad things? because it's ruining my life. I'm thinking about bad things and it's causing terrible things. So how do I stop thinking about it? And the Svar Makadoshim tells that that's not the Eitzah, especially in our generation, to try not to think about something. In the Svar Makadoshim, it's the side of Avraham Avinu sitting Be'ilonei Mamre, and Mamre is the Oisius Machshava Ra, Machshava Acheres. Now how that connects to Ilonei Mamre, we're not going to go into now, that's not for this parasha, we don't have time. It's a very deep Indian that Avraham Avinu lived in that way of Ilonei Mamre. Mamre is Machshava Ra, Machshava Acheres. When a person has, because a bad thought is not a person, we're not talking about a person that wants to have bad thoughts, that's a different problem. Stop. He's attacked, which we know that happens to us, Kaseida, especially in our times. And it has a lot to do with the things that we grew up with and what we saw. So, what does one do with such a machshava? So, the Eitzah, which is Beduke Menusa, the Eitzah is not to try to get rid of that thought. Because the thought is so attractive, Hashem Yirachem, that it's, and you get very, very caught up in it. It's to get rid of it is when a person starts to think about getting rid of it, he oftentimes gets deeper into it. But the Eitzah in all the Svarim HaKadoshim is to think about something else. Not to try to get rid of the thought, but to think about something else. Our problem is that when you find that when you try to think about something holy, the system is dry. You're looking for something, you're trying to press a different button, and you're trying to get a different website in your brain, and you're coming up with stuff that that's not holy. So that's why, one of the reasons why the tzaddikim say that if a yid wants to really, really bemis work on this inyan, so he has to have every day, he has to have in his arsenal mishnayos that he knows by heart. And that often won't do it because it can. Mishnah, it's all unbelievable, whatever you're learning. But remember that what the Rebbe said over here is that Agadata, Agadais, and Chassidus, or if a person is, let's say, is more like Smusser, those are things that are Moishchem Es Halev. They have more of an ability to captivate the heart than something, let's say, that's dry in Halacha. Even though if you're a person that's very sharp thinker in halacha, and you're going into the whole sugya, and you're thinking about Rabbi Kivega, or an Avnei Nezer, that'll for sure do it. But that's, again, not everybody is holding by that. But everybody can have a maimer in Chassidus, a maimer in the Ein Yaakov, in the Agadah, in the Medrash, something that pulls at his heart, so that you have it under your belt during that week. Okay, so we don't have such good heads or good memories, but a person is able to adopt a Torah, a Maimer for that week. And the best time is Motzei Shabbos. If a person, I'm sure that many of you here, Baruch Hashem, have a lot of Malka. I don't only mean a fundraiser. Like, a person thinks like when he's sitting in his house to have him lava malka that he's got to have somebody get up there and he's got, he's sitting in an empty room, he has to pledge something, he doesn't know what's so, chai, like, and his wife says, what are you doing? He says, no, it's lava malka, I gotta making a pledge. So I'm sure that all of you have lava malka, I don't wash and milava malke at those milava malkas. And I've milava malke quietly on Motzei Shabbos. And when you have that milava malke, besides saying the seder of milava malke in the siddur, and simatev and mazel tov and the mitzoy and menucha and eliyahu hanavi and chulu v'chulu v'chulu, ish chassid hayo, all the beautiful things that are milava malke that America, I'm not talking about the Hasidim, but American Jews, the modern Orthodox, and mostly in the Litvish Hever, didn't grow up with, the Svardim did, and the Hasidim did. It's a different life, Malav Malka, a different life. And when you're sitting there and you sing some of the Zmiras, and you light a candle, and you have a Malav Malka, a pasuk to Malach Malka, and you take out. There's a strong minig Motzei Shabbos to learn Tana de Ve'Elio, if you like that. To learn a few minutes, 5 minutes, and then to try to take out your favorite sefer, Kedushas Levi, Mor Veshemesh, whatever it is. And for that week's parasha, in other words, for the coming parasha, it's already Nach Shabbos, right? So meaning tomorrow night to take out ready for Beshalach, to take out your favorite sefer, to open up a Kedushas Levi, Motzei Shabbos, and the whole world is boogieing. I know that's an outdated word, but I definitely wanted to use it. You take out a Kedusha Slavi, Amor Veshemesh, and you sit down with the Shabbos, and you have a little bit of a Michael, not standing in line on Central Avenue, not being in some public event, but still quiet. You take and you open up a Mor Shemesh, and you have for those that like to have a cup of coffee or something, and a mezainis, that to have whatever. I mean, to wash, it's better, of course, to wash, and to sit down and to have. It takes 15 minutes from Lava Malka, and you kind of the whole world. And that I try that already for many, many years. And then Motzei Shabbos, I mean, to take Lava Malka always, but I'm saying, but Motzei Shabbos to open up for the next parasha, Parshas Beshalach, and to open up the Kedushas Levi and say, Hey, look at Rebbe, Reb Levi, Tzlub, and Sarah Sasha, give me a Torah that'll hold me this week. Tell me something that's going to help me this week. And you'll see that every time the Baruch Shalom will give you something. Every time. And you learn that Torah, and you say, Parshas Beshalach, you're ready, Motzei Shabbos and Parshas Beshalach, and then you have that Torah, and during the week you tell it to Chavam, did you see what the slave says, I'm ready to go, you tell him, you know, they don't want to hear, you just tell him, you tell your Chavam, and you talk about it, and you think about it, and you tell the wife and kids, you say over the Torah, there's a slave, and it's a whole different week, and then you come into Shabbos with that Kedushas slave. You come into Shabbos with the Mor Veshemesh, with the Noam Elimelech. whatever that says, you say, Chaim Kodesh, whatever you like, whatever it is, but that each person, obviously, it's what gives you that his chaskus, that sefer that you have a special connection to a person that's never Matzah Shabbos sefer, you have a Friday night sefer, Matzah Shabbos sefer. That even though you learn other Svarim, but there has to be a sefer that's a constant, that you always have. That's something which, and you're ready coming to Parshas Beshalach, and then all of the iris of Beshalach, all that Beshalach is giving, begins Matzei Shabbos. You begin to open up all of the iris. Beshalach is filled with Parnosa, it's filled with Shira. Beshalach, just like Parshas Bo is filled with Geula, it's filled with Zrizus and Geula. I mean, each Parsha has a special personality. Every Parsha is like a person. Every parasha is like a person, and when it comes to that parasha, and you learn the Svarim HaKadoshim, you begin to feel that you know the person, you know Mr. Beshalach, you know Mr. Boy, you know who this is. This is because then you see that the Svarim HaKadoshim, that even though there are thousands and thousands and thousands of Torahs. But all of the Torahs of Parshas Bo are one Mahalach. All of the Torahs. And all of the Torahs in Parshas Beshalach are a certain Mahalach. Whether you're learning from the, you're learning this Chassidus Sefer, you're learning Arei Chaim HaKadosh, you're learning the Mori 9, or whether you're learning whatever it is, it's all that Koyach of Parshas Bo that the Baruch Shalom is bringing into the world each week when it comes to Parshas Bo. And the person, you'll see that if you take Motzei Shabbos and you take a few minutes and you have a kviyas, no matter how late, no matter what it is, your whole week will be different. That to take a Motzei Shabbos and to learn a Torah, to learn a piece of Noam HaLamech, there's somebody used to live here, is a mishpacha from one of our chevra, that he's now translating, he's going to be putting out the Mitzvah. Hopefully soon, he sent me already a manuscript of Noam Elimelech that's in English. not the whole Maimonides, because you know there's a lot of Kabbalah in the Maimonides, but the pieces from each parasha, excerpts from the Noam HaMelech that are not Kabbalah, but pieces from the Noam HaMelech and highlights, like we have one of Chaveim, Ruvain, he made him Swasemis, to take out a little piece of Swasemis and to write up a little bit beautiful, he did a beautiful thing, and there's going to be more and more of these things that are out there. Believe me, you don't have to go, you know, to all the Jewish websites to look for a half hour and to see a thousand things, because all the Svarim HaKadoshim are beautiful. You just take out one of the Svarim, whichever it is, whichever you have a feeling for that Moshe Shabbos. You look at the shelf. Everybody has to have in this house a Kedushas Levi, more of a Shemesh, a Morinai. You have to have a Shemesh Mudas. There are certain basics that a person has to live with, and you know. Which I used to, we were just laughing because I was just telling my son, we were laughing about how when the shul was in the house, in the little house, so my son, one of the things that I always gave him to do when we came into shul, so there were like 2 or 3 minutes, whatever, mincha, you know, by Friday, something like that, Friday night. So I always like to have a sefer with me, even though I don't have maybe a minute or two before. So I it was always like a game. I would tell Ushi, go and bring me one of the Svarim HaKadoshim for the parish. So he would say, which sefer, Daddy? I'd say, you bring me what you think is good. Well, I mean, he was 6, 7, 8 years old. I would send him up, and he would, you know, so he would come down. Let's say he would, you know, whatever it was, Sefer Bereishis we're learning. It was that week was it was in Bereishis. So he'd bring me down a Beis Yisrael, and I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 times is the sefer that I wanted him to bring me. 9 out of 10 times, I had that hergish for that sefer, and I told him, I said, that's unbelievable. He said, no, you really want it? I said, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Ad HaYom, that's only because after, and I don't know, maybe it was psychological, right? Because I was happy that he did that, and it made me, and he brought it down. So then I said, oh, that's what I always wanted. But I really think that's what I wanted. You know, that he bring down his safe, and he tried to look for different things, you know, like that he didn't bring, like for the last couple of months, and he'll find this. You know, he would come up in the house, we had in the room upstairs, and he'd bring me down his safe, and this safe is mamish. And even if you only have a minute to look inside, this right from the basis souls, I'm a seeker for the whole Shabbos. Why the Baruch Shalom gave you those two sentences from the basis soul to have for that Shabbos, to take you through a whole Shabbos. That sentence from the basis soul is the whole Shabbos, is a different Shabbos. And a person looks at the shelf, and the Baruch Shalom is more over you, why you should take that safe off the shelf. And you take that safe, you sit a Friday night, you sit on the Shabbos in the safe, and you read a few sentences, and you take that, and you don't have to go through 100 different pieces and look, but you take that Torah and you try to think about it, and you try to apply it to yourself, and then you have it in your mind. And so he says, Lamashal, on page Zion, he says, Lamashal Kisharoya Atez Asher Hevenu El Perik Dal Misefa Kaddish Naim Elamal. He says, for instance, a little while ago, he brought from the Naim Elimelech. Pashas Lech Lecha. She kavan adam kilum ispala beretz yisela beis hamikdash boni mizbechal mechene beichal. Where the Rebbe Elimelech says that a person should concentrate during davening. It's a very powerful thing to concentrate during davening, to imagine yourself that you're davening in Eretz Yisrael. Not just in Eretz Yisrael, but you're davening in Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash has been built, and you're there, and Mizbeach on the Chayne Beichalo, and the Mizbeach is built, and you're standing there. Now, obviously, as the Rebbe says, the more you learn about the Beis HaMikdash, the more you learn about how it looked, and now you can get Baruch Hashem's Svarim that have all kinds of pictures and drawings, right? They're wonderful Svarim. One of the Chavim told me that there's on the computer, there's a thing you could go, that it walks you through the Beis HaMikdash. There's like a program or something, where there's a drawing, and you're like the Kohen, and you're like walking through the Beis HaMikdash and doing that. It shows, in other words, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That must be a beautiful thing, and you it shows the how the Mizbeach like this, and you know where and what's the Heichel and the Kodesh and the Menorah and the Shulchan, and it shows the different Avodah, and the person he's like walking like the Kohen that's walking through the Beis HaMikdash. The whole computer was kedai to have such a thing. And a person that learned the sugya of the Beis HaMikdash and learned Mishnayos Midos and has a picture in his head of the Beis HaMikdash, if all you have is like the Holy Land Hotel a little bit, like a general picture of how it looks, it's very hard. Like, okay, you don't know where, you don't feel at home. So how do you imagine? But if you're mamik in the Inyan and you learn the Mishnayos and you learn a little bit and you learn Rambam Beis HaBechir and you get and you get to have so many beautiful svarim now that have these pictures or you have on the computer, and you learn over the Inyan strum of Beis HaMikdash, or you not just and Yerushalayim, you learn the sugi of Yerushalayim, and you have in your head many of the chevra have been to Yerushalayim many times, but how the Beis HaMikdash looks when it's built. So it's not enough. So Noam HaMelech says you should imagine yourself in the Beis HaMikdash, but if you're unfamiliar with the Beis HaMikdash, then it's very hard to go into that. you saw drawings, but what does it look like in the Beis HaMikdash? You don't have a feeling for it. But if you learn the sugi of Beis HaMikdash, and you really are able to imagine yourself standing by the menorah, and you know what the menorah looks like. You know what it looks like. And when you think of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not that you see your menorah, for Chanukah or something. You know what the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash looks like. And you can be mamik in that machshava, that you're standing by the Beis HaMikdash, that when you're about to say some words of davening, that you're standing by the menorah, you're the kohen standing by the menorah to light the kidneys. Or by the mizbeach, these machshavas, that the Noam HaMelech was talking about it, being in Eretz Yisrael, being mamik, the machshava of being in that place in Eretz Yisrael. And seeing it, and then you see yourself davening in that place. Beis HaMikdash boni mizbech al machane veichale. Like dezehu bala behirus adveikas gomer. The Rebbe of Melech said that through that a person comes to great clarity and great dveikas to daven with kavana shleima, with much stronger kavana. Beyir of yahava with awe and with love. Ki ilo oimid beis HaMikdash. You'll feel a little bit of being in the Beis HaMikdash. Umisayim bekodesho, and the Noam HaMelech concludes over there. Shekila raya hakol bechush harus. You'll feel as if your mom is seeing things. You'll actually see the Beis HaMikdash, and you'll see the thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. You walk up to the Beis HaMikdash again. You have to have a picture of what it looked like going to Beis HaMikdash, the different gates into Beis HaMikdash, and the stairs going to Beis HaMikdash. All of these things, if you learn, it's not hard to learn. I'm not talking about that you have to remember how many Amos this was or that, to memorize the you have to. But if you know the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash and how it looked, then you could see yourself mamish going, and all of the. The stairs and going and seeing yourself going in and so on. She says, "Kein tzarich letzaya b'machshavta be'ez tefilos so kilu mamish be'eretz Yisrael be'ez hamikdash." A person could be mitzaya in his mind at the time that he's davening kilu mamish be'eretz Yisrael be'ez hamikdash, as if you're mamish in Eretz Yisrael and in the Beis HaMikdash. And he sees everything with his eyes. He can see everything. Now, in the beginning, when you learn that Noam HaMelech, you just try to think about the words of the Noam HaMelech. And you chazer over the words of the Noam HaMelech. Halo Yisrael Ato, V'gam Oz, B'sho Shahi Beis HaMikdash, Kayim, Hayu Yisraelim. And then you start to think, look, I'm a Yisrael. A person's a Kayim, it's a different drink. But even if a person's a Yisrael, he says, so, Gam Oz, B'shar Shahir Beis HaMikdash, Kayim, Hayu Yisraelim, Kamei Sha'ata Nimtza B'zman Hazeh, just like you are now. That was, you're a Yid, and you're a Yid the same way that they were Yidin back then. So the Yid back then might have had a different wardrobe, and you might have spoken differently than you do now, but he was the same Yid that you are now. So you could have been then also. Right? Like I told you many times, like the Ayv Yisrael by the Avodah in Yom Kippur, you say, Kacha Yisi Oimer. Because he remembered when he was a Kohen Gadol after Rav. So he used to say in the Avodah, Kacha Yisi Oimer. Kacha Yisimayne, he remembered. So we don't remember that. But certainly, there's a very strong likelihood that we were there, and if we weren't, we certainly could have been like any other Jew that was there. Vula Yirachim Hashem. There's a Yid in Eretz Yisrael called Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, and he's written that whole family, all the Ariels, the Talmid Chacham, the Rabbanim in different places, and Yeshivas. So you know, there's a Machon HaMikdash. You know, there's a place in Yishon. So they put out Svarim. They put out Machzorim. You ever see them? You ever see that? They're beautiful, beautiful Machzorim with paintings from Beis HaMikdash and the Kalim Beis HaMikdash and different scenes from the Beis HaMikdash. Each Yontif. So Shavuos has the Bikurim. You know, each Yontif with its Inyan. He has a siddur for every day, two volumes. Also, it's only about things that are related to Beis HaMikdash. And it's not just pictures. I'm saying he's a Talmud Chacham, and hasn't it? Like the one that just came out recently is a siddur that he made for women. And I'm talking about 320, 330 pages of siddur that has it on top of davening. And it has beautiful, beautiful Torah. You know, Nigla. I'm saying, you know, Rambams and Gemara is going through Sugyas. And also, in Avoida on, you know, different things that were Nageya to the Avoida of the women in Beis HaMikdash and how it applies to the different parts of the Siddur with different paintings of those places in Beis HaMikdash. It's machivas avodas. I mean, you can't daven with it. You know, you can't like sit in shul and daven with these siddurim. But I find that before Sukkot is like 500, 600 pages. Before Sukkot, I have such a hanor from this machshav, this yidu Rabbi Ariel. And there's a Shabbos siddur. Shabbos morning, so it goes to the different dinyanim in Beis HaMikdash. You feel like a kesher to the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has the drawings that are done. You know, these are Talmid Chacham. They're not Stam. They're done according to the Kabbalahs that we have from the Rambam and from the Beit Hanur and from the Mishnayos and Chazal. So they have drawings of the different kelim in Beis HaMikdash and different and the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash and you learn the halachas. You learn over the sugi of the Korb Musaf Shabbos. Then when you're davening Musaf, it's like a different world. even if you could just tap into like one or two little machshavas from that, but you're in the Beis HaMikdash. And your whole davening is totally uplifted with that. So that's what Naimalach is talking about. That Gam Yechol Tuli Asaz Ula Yirachim Hashem V'Niskon Ula Binyan Beis HaMikdash from Hebi Yemenu. And Hashem Ula Yirachim Shav Rachmanish We Should Be Zaycha Taka to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Not like what's happening instead in Eretz Yisrael, which is a Churban Beis HaMikdash. It took place yesterday, Ki Yadua. V'Chashoy V'Machshov V'Chazok Kilo Mamishkach. And that a person thinks deeply in his machshavas, kilo mamishkach, as if you were a Jew that were at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and you try to imagine yourself, those that are a little bit more familiar with the old quarter and have done those walking tours, any of you that remember Chaim Hageni all of a sudden, that was, you know what I'm talking about? You, huh? Never had Chaim Hageni? What a yid, Chaim Hageni. He wasn't a tour guide. He was like a walking Torah, that kid, and he loved every inch of Eretz Yisrael. Like you had to hold him back as he was going to kiss every single inch of Eretz Yisrael. So I was zeichet to go four times with Chaim Hageni. I went with Yehuda with my wife. One of this Chaim Hageni was such a yid. When you walked with him, and he made the place like you felt like you were living at that time. When you get a madrich that really is good, and he's not just doing it because, you know, of a job. When you get a madrich that's like a rabbi, you know, he was like a rabbi, and he would yell and scream and he would act out. I remember when we went there where it was the place, you know, it's right over there by Beit Shemesh, you know, it was Shimshon, not Shimshon, it was with David and Goliath, you know. So Magani would jump, Chaim would jump to this place and jump to that place, and the Maruch, and we were standing there like we felt like we got a duck. It was so real. It was mamish unbelievable how he did it. And he was standing there with that Tanakh that was so crumpled, and every page he went through 1,000 times. And he made it come alive. And I remember, you know, every time I would come back from those, I was just Irus, and I would learn Tanakh like for the next 6 months, you know, which I should always learn. But I would like go into the Inyanim, and he got me so fired up. Nebuchadnezzar, young man, but he got me so fired up this year. There's a soul with the, you know. So if a person has that picture of what Yerushalayim looked like. What it looked like at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't just see yourself in the Beis HaMikdash. You see yourself walking through the Shuk and walking through the thousands of people, and you're coming from far away, and you're going up to the Har HaBayis, and what the Har HaBayis looked like. It's not like it is now. And what it looked like, and you're walking, and to come into the, and to come in and to see, and the Kahanim are walking around, and how the Kahanim looked, and all of that. Beproti proti, it's mamish. That's what the Nayim Melech is talking about. Initially, that's not in the beginning. You try to understand the Torah, and you see the Torah, and you try what he's saying, but you work on it, you work it over, you go into it, and you marchiv that. And a person could see himself, ki'ilu, he says, ki'ilu mamashkach, shata oimed b'mikdash lefnei Hashem u'mispal, that you could see yourself standing in the Beis HaMikdash and davening. Beza Kavana, Rotzen Vesoyrus is Palalta. With what tremendous, tremendous Kavana and Rotzen and Hesoyrus you davened, to see yourself davening in the Beis HaMikdash, and to go into davening now in that way. And sometimes it's hard when you're in Shul. It's very, very hard to be focused and to concentrate. There are many, many reasons for that, and that's not for now. But it's very hard. But when you're by yourself, sometimes when you're by yourself, and you you could say a few kapilach tehillim, or to daven. If sometimes you're someplace and you're davening mincha by yourself, or whatever it is, you're a marav, whatever. But it's quiet and you're by yourself, and there's nobody looking, nobody watching, and to be misamik in these machshavas. It's a special way of thinking that a person begins to learn and to get used to, and it changes your entire life. And you get used to expanding these thoughts. That's what I was saying a minute ago. Then all of the knowledge that you have about the Beis HaMikdash, all of the information that you have about the Beis HaMikdash, you attach to this Naim HaMelech. In the beginning, it's not. In the beginning, it's just the Naim HaMelech you're thinking. But then you begin to apply and bring into the Naim HaMelech all your information that you have about the Beis HaMikdash, which obviously requires some homework. You have to do some homework. You work on the Inyan of Beis HaMikdash. V'chashay v'hinei Beis HaMikdash bonui. That you're able to think of the Beis HaMikdash built. Hamokim esher ayin ba'ayin l'kim yirah. Should be a year, probably. No, but that place where we were able to be in such a place where it says ayin ba'ayin, that we were somehow able to see the Rebbeinu Shlom eye to eye. Umitzvah natayla'alos shamashalosh pambashana, the place to which was a mitzvah that we go 3 times a year. Chalila regel. V'loma kedei leiros pnei hodayin Hashem tzvokas. And why are we commanded to go up to Yerushalayim 3 times a year? To have that dveikus to Hashem, to kivyochel see Hashem. I mean, not chas v'shalom, but to have that dveikus. Ha'esh yeredes min hashamayim la'enei kol, and you could see the fire coming down from heaven. Everybody could see the fire coming down to the mizbeach. That's how it was. Va'kain oimed bo'um v'tumim, and you could see the kain with the v'tumim. Again, you have to know what was the Mizbeach. What's the Umvitumim? But a person, that's not hard. I'm not talking about going into in Ba'aymik, but to go and to get these Svarim, to look into these Inyanim. Yisrael Sholem is Tzarchayim. Meizek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you see the Jews standing there and calling out to Hashem from the Beis HaMikdash for their needs. We use Baruch Einolam and Hashem answers. And one day of the Yom Kippur, the Kohen would go also into Kodesh Kedoshim. And you could see that too. But you should only go there sometimes. Very rarely you allow yourself into that place. It should be special in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It also has a lock on it. You have to be careful. But sometimes when you very much need chizik, you could even go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. You don't do that every day. You don't do that stam. But once in a while you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim when you need that very much. Not stam. But all of this trip, and he would come to Kodesh Kedoshim. B'sham Oyd Yosef Rosh Al Kei Yisro Pamacha Pam Yotza Koyin V'Sipur Yisi Zokin Malarachim Ushlavonim V'Simin Toiv Pam Yotza V'Sipur Yisi Iskar Hashem Tzavok Yisro Kisa Yisro Vamli Yisro Vachenu. We'll go back into this. The visions that the Kahanim Gedolim had in the time of Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara tells us in Yom Yumin and Brachis, the different things that were seen in Beis HaMikdash that the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur would see. And each and every one of us, we don't know what that means, those visions, but that's what was happening in the Beis HaMikdash. I will have to pick up on this.